Anti-Caprice, Chemical Engineering Mage by Bogie Tokach. From jobs for magical people that do not involve the military. After you come across the phrase in a popular book about Freemasonry, you write it on a scrap of paper and pin it above your desk. V-I-T-R-I-O-L. It stands for Visita Interiora Terre Rectificandoque Invenias Occultum Lapidem. And you don't like any of the translations, make your own. Visit the interior of the earth, and by rectifying it, you will find the hidden stone. Rectification, like the Hebrew tikkun, also as in tikkun olam, repairing the world. It appeals to the alchemist concealed within you, the figure you imagine yourself to be, when you put on your hard hat and visibility vest, your boots, begin your rounds on the factory floor. Chemical reactions usually run their course. There is that sliver of a percent when they go awry unexplained. It adds up over time. Your task is to ensure nothing breaks, to stabilize reality. It works better if you understand what happens in every process. It works better if you care. Rounds, rounds on the factory floor. The opposite of warfare, creation. Not ex nihilo, but by means of artifice and cunning. In this country, this power was studied with an intent to disrupt. You cast it all aside and obtained an alchemy of sorts, an anti-caprice, a paradox, both mercurial and anti-mercurial, beneficent presence. The attributes of the Greek Hermes, the Roman Mercury, once you look up the Jewish parallels, the Sphira of Hod, according to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, and you feel a syncretic frisson as you do so. Knowledge and magic, trade as an exchange, the uncomfortable capitalist aspect of production efficiency that somehow also made you indispensable in the modern economy, chemical engineering mage. The element of the unexpected, yet of solidity, firmness. One possible etymology for Hermes is stone heap, and you have located the stone within yourself. Now your task is to make sure to bring it to everyone else with every step you take on the factory floor. Thank you for listening.